Greetings and welcome back to another ongoing series of Shirim and Daf Yomi. My name is Yitzchak Shalom. We're now in Masachet Sukkah Daf Hey. I went bed at the bottom of the Amud in the middle of a discussion about the sources of the Ten Tfachim as a Shiur. De Amar Rabbi Chiya Bar Ashi Amar Rav. Shiurin Chatzitzin Mechitzin Halacha LeMoshe MiSinai. So all Shiurin, amounts of things, Chatzitzin, those things which present the obstacles, and mechitzin, barriers, and we'll see what that's all about, are all based on tradition from Sinai. Shirin d'oraita ninu. What do you mean? Shirin are from the Torah. Dichtiv, Eretz chitav, so agavan den avimon, zeres yevenu dvash, the famous pasuk in Dvarim Chet, describing the seven species of produce of Eretz Yisrael. V'yamar av chanin. The entire pasuk is alluding to shirin. Chita, why does it say wheat? Levayit ha-menugah, for the shear of tuma when entering a house that's menugah, that has tzarat. Tinan, the Mishnah, the Negarim says, v'nechaz levayit ha-menugah, kev alak tefav, sam tavotav biyadom, huvein tmein miyad. If you enter such a house, and you are carrying clothes, then you and the clothes are tamei right away. But hayalavush kelav sandalav braglav, but if you were wearing these clothes, your rings are on your fingers, you're tamei right away. They are tahor unless you wait inside the house the amount of time it takes to eat half a loaf of bread, pat chitin v'lo pat sorin, wheat bread, and not barley bread, meisav yochab liftan, eating it reclining and eating it with something on the bread. Alright, so that's the shiur, and that's chita. Se'ora, what's barley for? Did not etzem kisora, metame maga uvamasa. The size of a bone, a piece of bone of a dead person, that's the size of a barley corn, is metame if you touch it or if you carry it. Ve'enu metame ba'ohel, has to be bigger for tumat ohel. Gefen, what's that for? Keder revit yain lanazir. The shiur that a nazir gets makot for is if he drinks a revit of wine. Te'ina, what's that? Kegrogret lotzat Shabbat. Most foods are the shear of grogret, a fig, for chiyu for otzat Shabbat. Rimon, non. Mishnan Kelim says, kol klei balei batim shiuran kerimonim. If you have a kli, and it gets a hole in it, and it's no longer functional, it is now tahor, if it was tamei. But if it's a kli of a regular person, then it has to be the size of a pomegranate being able to go in and out of that hole. Eretz zeit shemen udvash, what's that? Eretz shekol shira kazeitim. It's a land where all the shirim are kazayit. Kol shira sakatatach, what do you mean? Ha'ika hanidi amrina, we just said others. Ha'la'ima shiro shira kazeitim. I mean, most of the shirim are kazayit, besides these special ones. Dvash, udvash, which we know from context means date honey. Kotevet ha'gasa b'yom kippurim, the shir for eating yom kippur is kekotevet ha'gasa, a thick date. So you see that shiurim are not halacha l'moshe Sinai, but rather explicit in the Torah. Vetispra, think about it. Shiurim, miktiv, it doesn't say shiurim there. The answer is they are all based on tradition. And that pasuk is an asmachta. Okay, chatzitzin d'oraitaninu. What's a chatzitza? Chatzitza is that which creates an obstacle in tevilo, in going to the mikvah, something which is a block. But that's d'oraita. The dichtiv rachatz called b'saro b'mayim. You have to bathe your entire flesh in the water. Meaning there can't be anything between you and the water. So kiatai hilchatal b'saro. The halacha l'moshe Sinai is going to tell you that also in your hair there's a chatzitza. If you have one hair that's tied to itself, that's a chatzitza. Shalosh einon chotzetzot, three tied together or not, because there's room in between for the water to get in. Shtai min yodei, I don't know if two are. Saronami doraitanino, what that's also doraitanino. Et besaro b'mayim, what's the et? Et hatafel besaro, that which is an accessory to your flesh. My neosear, which is your hair. Ketai hilchata lech Rabbi Yitzchak, the halacha is there for this fahalacha of Rabbi Yitzchak, ta amar Rabbi Yitzchak, dvar Torah, mi doraita rubo umakpid alav. If you have something covering a majority of your body or majority of your hair, and you're makpid on it, like you would want to get rid of it, chotzeitz, then it's a chatzitza. V'she'enu makpid alav, but if it's something you don't care about, like you don't mind all the dirt, then enu chotzeitz mida'oraita. V'gazru al rubo she'enu makpid, mishum rubo makpid, and they were goes there, the rabbanon were goes there, that if you have something covering a majority of your body that you don't care about, it's a chatzitza, as a precaution against rubo makpid. And also something that covers a small amount of your body that you are makpid on is a gzeira, as a precaution against rubal makpid. All right, and that is the rabbanan. If a league zor nami al miuto she'eno makpid shumiuto makpid, why aren't they gozer that even something small that you don't care about? And the answer is rubal moshe makpid is like a second stage. The answer is equal for gzeira nikum gzeira. In other words, ruboshin o makpid or miuto makpid is itself a gzeira. So to extend it to miuto she'eno makpid would be two steps away, and we don't do that. Now, that means that the halacha l'moshe Sinai of chatzitzin is this notion that rubo makpid. That's the oraita. That's the halacha l'moshe Sinai, which is not explicit. So this all works according to Rabbi Yehuda, who says that shiurin, the shiur of 10 tvachim is halachata gemirila. So that's a shiur from based on this. But according to Meir, who had the whole nimud, how will that work? The halacha l'moshe Sinai is there not to tell you the amount of the shirim, but the special halachot of gud achit and gud asik, that we imagine a wall going up and down, levud, that things within three tefachim of each other are connected, and dofen akumah, the unique halacha of sukkah, that a wall that extends over up to dalet amot is just considered a crooked wall and does not invalidate the sukkah. All right, back in the Mishnah. So, v'she'en la shalosh defanot. If a sukkah doesn't have three walls, then it is pasul. Tana Rabbanan. Shtayim kilchatan ushtushita filu tefach. Tana Kama says you need two full walls and the third just a tefach. Shimon or shalosh kilchatan ushtushita filu tefach. If Shimon adds a wall, you need three full walls and the fourth could be just a tefach wide. But Maikimi Palgi, what's their disagreement based on? We've seen this discussion in several places. Yesh eim l'masoret means that we are driven by the way that a pasuk is written. And yesh eim l'mikra means we are driven or guided by the way that it's actually read. Because the Torah says basukot, 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 but the first two times it's written chaser, defective, as we call it, meaning without the vav of sukot. And therefore, that could be read as besukat, besukat, and besukot, which means one, and then sukot is plural, so that's two. Harei kan arba, which gives us four walls. Dal chad legufei, we need one word to tell us the mitzvah itself. Pashlu etlata, so there's three left. Shtayim kil chatan, so two of them have to be kalacha. Atay hil chata grata l'shlishit, and halacha l'moshe v'sinai, that a last wall could be minimal, takes the third wall down to a tefach, Rabbi Shimon says we follow the way the Torah is actually read, vocalized, which is basukot, basukot, basukot. That's how we read it, which means there are three mentions of sukot in the mitzvah in Vayikra Chaf Gimel, and they're all plural, so three times two is six, harikan sheish, dal chad kra legufei, but one of them is needed for itself, which means it knocks out two right away, because basukot, pashto arba, there's four left. Shalosh kilchatan, atayuchata grata l'rvid v'ukmata tefach. So now the halacha diminishes the last of the four walls and says it only has to be a tefach, so you got three in a tefach. Ma'itim erkol yamishan l'mikra. It's possible that everybody accepts yesh om em l'mikra. V'hachabahakim palgi. They have a different disagreement. Marsav ha'schacha b'yikra. Maybe the schach itself needs a pasuk, so schacha lo b'yikra. And perhaps if Shimon says you don't need, and therefore it's extra for an extra wall. Maybe everybody agrees Yeshem the Masoret. We read it the way that it's written. And maybe it's that Chachamim say, it says it three times, and therefore, it means there's Sukkot, 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 so that's four. One for itself, so there's three left. And the Halacha diminishes it down to three, the third wall down to a Tefach. The other, and Rabbi Shimon would say, no, the halacha of Sinai is there to actually add it all. Everybody agrees that it diminishes. We read it the way it's read, the way it's written. The question is, when you have a series where they add up, do you go back and count number one as part of the cheshbon? Rabbi Shimon says you do, so now you have four. So Rabbi Shimon says you don't, because the first one is used for itself. Amat Amar Tamid Rabbi Shimon Mehacha. He says he has a whole different source for Bishimon. Pasukat Yel Itzel Yomam Mechorev Ulimichsel Mastor Binzer Matar. Pasuk that we saw in the opening discussion from Yeshayahu, that a sukkah has to be something that protects, and if it protects, it has to have all four walls around. Okay, ototef achechen ma'amido. So according to both Chachamim and Rabbi Shimon, the last wall could be a tefach, but according to Chacham, you have two and a tefach. Where do you put the tefach? Meaning a wall that's one tefach wide. Amarav Mamido, tefach is about 3-4 inches. Amarav Mamido, keneged hayotze. You have it facing the outer part of the sukkah. Amarav Kahana, Rav Asi, the Rav. So they said to Rav, V'yamidenu keneged rosh tor, why don't you make it sort of like a diagonal? So you have one wall and another wall, like an L, and then on the other side. So Shatik Rav, Rav had no answer. Itmar Nami Amar Shmuel Mishpein Delevi Mamido Keneged Hayotze. Chen Morin Bemidrasha. That's what they teach. Mamido Keneged Hayotze. That's exactly how they teach it in the Beit Midrash. In other words, the question is Keneged Hayotze, which is what we have just recorded, means that it's going to be put at either next to either end. In other words, you got an L, and then you put it next to either one of those L's. As the other wall. Rosh Tor would mean you'd put it on the opposite side. Okay. Rabbi Simon Vitema Rabbi Yoshua ben Levi Amar. Osela tefach shochek. You make a shochek, a big tefach. Mumidel pachot mishlosha tefachim samuch ledofen. You put it within three tefachim of one of the walls. Chol pachot mishlosha samuch ledofen kavud dami. It's like levud, so you really end up having four tefachim here. So it's one tefach, but because of where you put it, you end up having four tefachim. You have a sukkah that's made like a mavui, which means there's a wall on one side and a wall facing it, it's kasher. But that tefach on either side. Again, Amar. Again, he wants to be four tefachim. So he says you make a pass that's four tefachim and something. You put it within three of the dofen. What does that mean? Because of levud, it's considered contiguous. And therefore, in this case, you're going to end up with seven tfachim, because you got four and something within about close to three. So the three, the almost three gap, plus the four and something makes seven. And that means that it, theoretically, if you extend another three levud on the other side, you end 10. Why did Rabbi Yishuv ben Levi or Rabbi Simon say that when you're putting it as an L, all you need is a big tefach and put it within three, so you have a total of four? And here you said you need four within three to make seven. Because there you've got two walls that are proper in an L shape. And all you need is a big tefach. Here you don't have two walls next to each other. They're opposite each other. You have to have four plus the three of the levud to make seven to make it a third wall. But when you have that sort of system, one against the other, you need a tzurat ha-petach going over the walls to connect them that looks like a doorway. And this all goes back to Eruvin. Which means not you need it also, but you could instead use tzurat ha-petach. Karami amarava utzricha nami tzurat ha-petach. The other version is it also needs tzurat ha-petach. Rashi ashkach el avkan of the ko'avid tavach sochek. Ko'avid tzurat ha-petach. So Rav Ashik found his Rebbe making such a sukkah with one wall opposite the other, and an extra tefach, a thick tefach, and a tzurat ha-petach. Don't you accept what Rava, our teacher, said, your teacher, that tzurat ha-petach is enough? I have the other version of Rava, d'amarava, tzricha nami tzurat ha-petach, that you need both tefach socheik and tzurat ha-petach. Okay, we'll pause at this point and pick it up with further discussions of the nature of the walls of the sukkah. In the meantime, everybody should have a wonderful day.